Good morning. Today we are joined by members of the faith community throughout the United States as we recognize Hospice Sabbath. It's a time when people of all faiths remember those who we have lost that are no longer physically with us, but also their caregivers and loved ones who helped equip and sustain them during their terminal illness. In observing Hospice Sabbath, we also recognize the role that hospice has in not only supporting and providing expertise and critical care at end of life, but preparing those who are left behind so that they experience a supported death and can live fully even after the loss of their loved one. I'm really proud to say that First Baptist Church and many, many individuals here have been very dedicated to the hospice program in our community. And it has sustained almost 28 years now. We're thriving, and the ministry and work annually touches and helps over 600 residents of Davidson County. Very significant. And just over the past 2 years, we've been able to expand our bereavement programming. And last year alone, over 3,000 individuals and families had one-on-one counseling, participated in support groups, and were helped as they resolved their loss. So thank you. Today, as we remember those in our church family who are no longer with us, let us remember their families and caregivers and those whose lives have been changed forever by loss. Will you join me in prayer? Our Father, we trust that beyond absence there is presence, that beyond the pain there can be healing, that beyond the brokenness there can be wholeness again, that beyond anger there may be peace, that beyond hurting there may be forgiveness, that beyond the silence there may be the much-needed words, that beyond those words there may come understanding, and through that understanding may there always be love. Amen. Today, let us also remember that Christ has changed the meaning of loss and grieving and death. As Christians, there is always hope, and we know that death is not forever. It's actually the beginning of eternal life. So join me as we share in this morning's scripture reading. I'm reading from the King James Version, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We're so grateful that Laura could be with us today and share about the ministry of hospice. When I was looking at the names of the 22 church members who have died in the past 12 months, I was thinking about how many of those were under the care of hospice, and what a blessing the ministry of hospice has been to these families and to so many other families in our church and in our community. How many of you have had a loved one or in some way been touched by the ministry of hospice? Would you just raise your hand for a minute? Laura, you see, hospice makes a huge difference in this community. This is one of the most difficult services of the year. When I look at these names, I'm reminded of individuals who have not only enriched the life of this church, but my own personal life. For those whose ministry, for those whose legacy will not ever be forgotten. The Scripture tells us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And I believe with all of my heart that whenever we gather as the church to worship, that we're surrounded by those who have gone before us. We're all debtors. We're debtors to those who paved the way in service, in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in love. As we go into the time to remember our loved ones who have died, we will read the names of these individuals. We have them in groups of five or six. And then following each group, there will be a musical selection. Some will be hymns that we all will sing, and the ones that are listed as choral song or anthem, the choir will sing. We will ask that you remain seated for this part of the service. As we begin to sing the hymn or listen to the choral song following the reading of the names, we would invite a family member or members of the family or representative of the loved one to come to the front, and you will simply light one of the candles on either one of the tables from the Christ candle, which reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world, and that light will never be extinguished, and that light continues to burn through the lives of those who are now rejoicing in the fellowship of Christ and all of the saints. We come together to remember. We remember Jane Earle Hall, Jean Davis, Evelyn Smith, Don Minner, Zeb Barnhart, Polly Rollins. Thank you. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. We remember Helen Rogers. Dorcas Albright, Ruth Korn, Eloise River, Reba Miller, Apostle Paul wrote, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not even worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed to us. For we know that in all things God works together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We remember George Wynn, Sam and Hazel Everhart, Martha Kenny, Virginia Goodrum, Betty Moore.
John reminds us, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. But Thomas, the one who doubted, said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We remember Catherine Pritchard. Phoebe Curry, Jim Tosco Jr., Robert Mode, Virginia Hartman. Share in a prayer time of remembrance and thanksgiving, and we pause for a moment of silence. God, we bow our heads and gather in this sacred space in gratitude for the ties which bind us in family and community. We've gathered to give you thanks for the lives of these, your saints, for the way they walked among us, their faithfulness, the lives that they lived and are now living. Thank you, God, for your good and gracious memories of those who will always be a part of our lives. As we gather and collect around us in our memory, we remember those saints who pointed us to God, and we give you thanks and look forward to that day promised to us in Revelation of a new heaven and a new earth, one in which we will all be united in your gracious and abiding love. And now, God, as we travel that road which is different, yet the same, now that we are preparing the way for those who will come after us, may we be awed by the responsibility. And may, by your Spirit, we make a clear path for those who follow us. And may our faith and our walk with you light the way for all to the love and grace of Jesus the Christ, in whom we gather, in whom we remember, and in whom we celebrate life everlasting. Amen.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. We remember James T. Palmer, Jr., the father of Julie Garrett, Dr. Betty Milliken, the mother of Betty Jane Honeycutt, Randall and Maceel Amos, the father and mother of Randy Amos. Linwood Earl Jennings, Jr., the father of Melinda Hartley. And Harry Hartley, the father of William Hartley. Thank you.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the older things have passed away." We remember David Lanier, the brother of Brenda Sprinkle. Carol McDade, the brother of Evelyn Kepley and Helen Linder. Martha Daniel, the sister of R.N. Hardin. George Glenn, the brother of Barbara Humphreys. Barry Grant, the brother of Julie McNaught.
Jesus had special friends who lived in Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem. One day, the word came to Jesus that one of his friends, Lazarus, was ill. Mary and Martha, his sisters, sent word to Jesus. And they said, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death. It is for God's glory, that his Son may be glorified." Jesus made his way to Bethany. When he arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Mary and Martha were there with many of their friends who were there to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. "Lord," she said, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "I know that he will rise at the resurrection, at the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and the one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." The candles that we see burning in front of us today are a reminder that our loved ones will never die. They live and live forever in the presence of the living Christ, who is the light of the world. I invite you now to take your hymnal. We will stand and sing together a triumphant hymn of resurrection and hope for all the saints.